You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome back to the Early Night Show Virtual Edition. My name is Joshua Turchin, and thank you so much for being with us today. I'm so excited to welcome the incredible Chris Anthony Giles from Spamilton and Ella Hines, who is the current National American Miss District of Columbia junior teen. So please stick around. Welcome to the Early Night Show. It is officially spring. During the pandemic in NYC, it means that we can spend some time out of our boxes, well, apartments, and enjoy the more mild temperatures. It also means that it's time to celebrate Passover and Easter and enjoy spring break. One thing that I've always found funny is how confused the stores can be. Especially during the holidays, at least. For example, take this Easter treat at Target. Yep, that's right. To celebrate Easter, they recommend that you buy this kosher challah. I guess they figured it was for Passover and then sort of merge the holidays. But during Passover, any leavened bread is not even kosher. So not only would people who celebrate Easter not want to purchase the challah, but the people celebrating Passover wouldn't be able to eat the challah either. On the bright side, it gives people from different religions the chance to learn about other religions, albeit from a challah perspective. Wouldn't it be great for all of us to be in a place where we can put aside our differences and learn to support each other? Kind of like, well, Neverland. This is Never Neverland.
Where dreams are born and time is never planned. It's not on any chart. You must find it with your heart. Never, never land. It might be miles beyond the moon or right there where you stand. Just have an open mind, and then suddenly you'll find Never Never Land. You'll have a treasure if you stay there, more precious far than gold. For once you have found your way there, you can never, never grow old. So come with me where dreams are born and time is never planned. Just think of lovely things and your heart will fly on wings forever in Never Never Land. A treasure if you stay there, more precious far than gold. For once you have found your way there, you can never, never grow old. So come with me where dreams are born and time is never planned. Just think of lovely things, and your heart will fly on wings forever. In never, never land.
My first guest got to perform with Peter Pan on the Disney Dream Cruise, but is best known throughout New York City for his role in the hit musical Spamilton. I worked with him on a reading for a show by the creator of Frippin' Broadway and Spamilton, and he is so incredibly talented. I'm so happy to welcome Chris Anthony Giles to the Early Night Show. Hi, Chris.
Hello, Joshua Turchin. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm better now that I'm on your show.
Thank you for asking me
to come on this. This is amazing.
Of course. I'm so happy to have you on today's show. How have you been doing during this very long and extended intermission?
Well, it's been a nightmare, but we're getting through. I'm very optimistic. Soon this will be over and we can all get back to work.
Yes, I wish that we could just restart things now safely, but I mean, we're making a lot of progress. More and more people are getting vaccinated, and hopefully soon.
I'll be getting vaccinated very soon.
Oh, really? Yay! Mm-hmm. Hopefully, soon, Broadway will be able to come back. And
yes.
So I remember I worked with you in the reading of Blah Blah Land. I think that was about 3 years ago.
Yes.
I almost forgot about that. I know. It was so, such a cool experience being able to work with the Forbidden Broadway team. And, because you're a part of the Forbidden Broadway team, you were in Spamilton, right?
Yes, I was in Spamilton. I was in the original production of Spamilton. Yes. In 2016.
Who did you play?
That was so long ago. 2016.
Oh, my gosh. Who did you play?
I played, as I affectionately like to call myself, the fat Leslie Odom, because he's much skinnier than I am. I played Leslie Odom playing Aaron Burr.
Oh.
Yes. It was like an Inception kind of thing. Oh. But yeah, that was really fun and really out of my wheelhouse, because I don't. From what I know from Forbidden Broadway, most of the actors who do it, they do a lot of impressions and stuff, and I do no impressions. So I was really, why am I auditioning? Like my agent told me to go in and do this, and I was like, why am I auditioning for this? I'm never gonna get this. And of course, the auditions that you think you're never gonna get are the ones you get. Which is how I ended up here on this amazing ride that was only supposed to be 3 weeks long and ended up about two years worth of Forbidden Broadway. Yeah.
I am so sad I wasn't able to see you in Spamilton, because I've seen from videos just how incredible you were in it.
It was so much fun. I had a ball with Dan, who you just had on, which was awesome. Dan Juan Crawley. Yes, I love him. Nick, Nora. We just had a ball. We had a ball. It was an experience that only we know about. It was an experience. And Gerard, of course, who created this whole thing for us.
Yes, I think I also have Gerard.
I feel like we've been in more stuff together because we know.
I didn't actually realize this until we worked together in Blah Blah Land, but I did actually see you playing Dr. Greenaway on a Disney cruise.
What? Really?
Yes.
Wow, that was in 2012?
Wow.
Yes, I played Dr. Greenaway on my first Disney cruise, which was also another amazing experience. I didn't even know you saw that. That was amazing.
Yeah. Well, I'm just wondering how the Disney cruises work. How often did you get to perform?
Okay, so You they take you to Canada and they rehearse you for 2 months, and then they take you back to Florida and put you on a boat, and for another 6 months you work. You do, it's a half hour shows. From what I remember, you do two or three a day. It's a lot of hard work, but also amazing fun. And it's Disney. I mean, how can you hate it? It was a ball. It was very hard work, though. It was a ball.
Did you just do that show, Believe, or did you do like all the other shows too?
Oh, no, you do all three shows. There were three shows. There was Believe. I'm blanking out. It's been so long ago. There were two other shows. But Believe was the one they mainly cast me for, because I played the lead role in that. Yes. Wow. Yes, you bring me back. I didn't know you were going to talk about that.
No, I like research Disney in my free time, as well as do the early night show and compose and yeah.
So when did you go on that cruise?
I remember I last went on a Disney cruise in like 2017, 2018.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And
yes, I love those.
They're so fun. They're so cool mm-hmm. and fun. And they're bringing like all these like new experiences to the Disney cruises too.
Oh, I am a huge nerd and love Marvel, especially Avengers.
Have you seen WandaVision?
Oh my God, are you kidding me?
It's so good. WandaVision is literally one of the best shows.
And I want to talk to you about it now, but we will spoil it for everybody if we do.
Is true. No spoilers here, but in case you haven't seen it, go watch it. It is so good.
Oh my God, see it.
Since theater is now paused, how have you been staying busy?
I've been staying busy by teaching, actually. I've learned that I kind of like it, but not teaching in the sense you would normally think. I have been teaching English to kids in China online.
Oh, wow.
But what's more interesting is I can't speak a word of Chinese. Yeah, I know.
How did you get started teaching English to kids in China?
Well, a friend of mine did it, and he got me into it. And they're really just looking for people who are energetic, and who can communicate. And it's like perfect for like actors.
During the pause, have you had time to ride your electric unicycle scooter?
Oh, are you kidding me? And I still got to teach you how to ride that thing.
I know. It looks so cool. And like, isn't it also like a backpack?
I don't have one that's a backpack, but if you find one, please tell me about it.
I remember there's a type of unicycle scooter thing. I think like you can also store stuff in it.
Well, mine, when I'm not riding it, there's a trolley handle, and it like looks like it's like a bag of some sort, but it's not. I think that's what you might think.
Yeah, probably. But
yeah, a unicycle scooter. It's amazing. You need to get one. They're cool as long as you don't fall. When you fall, you look like
self-balancing.
Yes.
Okay, that's good. So limits fall, because if I were to go on it, the first thing I would do would be fall.
Of course, that's the fun part. Fall first, and then you get back up. Some kind of saying in that, but yes, it's amazing. You should do it. You should try it. Convince your parents to get you one.
I shall. Now, what song would you like to sing with me today, and why did you select that song?
I will be singing Los Pingüinos by Heisler and Goldrich.
Ooh.
Two ladies who make songs that are hilarious and that I've been using for audition pieces for a while now. And I love this song. And I thought it'd be appropriate for this song, for this show. Hopefully.
Well, of course it will. I am so, so excited to hear you sing the song. Here we go.
Yeah.
Way down south in Tierra del Fuego, near the tip of the Antarctic Sea, live some penguins and Spanish pinguinos, and they frolic in the snow happily. But one penguin was not like the others. He was terribly, terribly shy. While the others would spoon, he'd just look at the moon and watch penguin parades pass him by. Then one day, as he lay staring up at stars above, another penguin looked his way and fell in love. He told her, I love you. Please say you'll be mine. And your beak is like strawberry wine. I need you. You're driving me silly. Yes, penguinos, there's no doubt about it. The conversation's getting hot and chilly. When I looked into your eyes of yellow, how my wildest dreams unfurled. And now that I've got them, I'm here at the bottom, but sitting on top of the world. So let's find us a seal of approval, and before him we'll swear to be true. Then let's build us a nice home, sweet iceberg, and make love like Los Penguinos do. Yes, let's take a tip from Los Penguinos and learn what La Vida is for, and curl up inside of our igloo and act we can't act anymore. Yes, let's take a tip from Los Penguinos and act till we can't act anymore.
Thank you so much, Chris. That was so amazing. I hope to be able to work with you again really soon. My next guest is the current National American Miss District of Columbia Junior Teen, and is also an incredibly talented performer. I'm so happy to welcome Ella Hines to the Early Night Show. Hi, Ella.
Hi.
Hi, I'm so happy to have you on the Early Night Show today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
It's been like a little over a year since the pandemic began. How have you been doing since it began?
I've been doing okay. Of course, with all the changes, you know, I'm kind of like adjusted to them now. I've been doing a solid okay.
That's good. How has life changed for you?
Well, obviously school is online. I think a lot of kids across America, school is online. So that was a big change because I go to Duke Ellington School of the Arts in DC. So I would have to commute there, and you live in New York City, so you know all about commuting.
Yep.
So that was really a big change with that. You know, now I just wake up and roll out of bed and, you know, get on a Zoom call. So that has been a huge change for me.
So congratulations on your amazing title of National American Miss District of Columbia Junior Teen.
Thank you.
Did the pageant take place during the pandemic?
So the preliminary to go to the national pageant had to be virtual because it was in like June-ish, so the height of coronavirus, unfortunately. So we had a little crowning moment at home and we made it special, but it was definitely different. Yeah. The national pageant actually was in Orlando, Florida over Thanksgiving weekend. Of course, it was totally outside and socially distanced. So it was really different. But yeah,
Oh, that's so cool. Now, I know that you have an organization called Arts for All, right?
Yes.
can you tell us a little about it?
Yes. So Arts for All is an organization that I founded in 2020, actually. And I wanted to do the launch in person, but it was like Corona just started. So we were like virtual. So we did the launch over Instagram Live and we raised over $1,500 and we donated half of the proceeds to the COVID-19 World Health Organization Relief Fund. But it's an organization that strives to bring all kinds of art forms to all kinds of people at little to no cost. And we host things like a lot of benefit concerts. And we did a play festival called Innovative Woman to showcase works by women. So, yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. How can our viewers and listeners support Arts for All?
You guys can definitely follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You know, I'm a big Gen Zer here, so I use Instagram like every day, and you can find all our updates there at Arts for All at Instagram. So yeah.
When Broadway reopened, is there a show that you can't wait to see?
Yes. Throughout this whole pandemic, I've been listening to Jagged Little Pill like crazy. So I really want to see that.
I do too. I also really want to see Six. It looks so good. Both shows do.
Yeah, Six too. Ugh, yeah.
Do you have any dream parts at any shows?
Yes. I am a basic theater kid when it comes to this one. I really want to play Elphaba and Wicked. It's like my dream role.
You'd be such an amazing Elphaba because your voice and acting skills, they're just incredible.
Thank you.
Speaking of singing, what song would you like to sing and why?
In Wicked?
No, just for the show today.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay. I would like to sing Not a Day Goes By from Merrily We Roll Along. I really love this song because it has a lot of acting opportunities. And, you know, it's not that classic musical theater that's all happy. You know, it digs a little deeper and I really like that.
Yay, well, I can't wait to hear you sing it. Here we go.
Not a day goes by, not a single day, but you're still somewhere part of my life. And it looks like you'll stay as the days go by. I keep thinking, when does it end? Where's the day I'll have started forgetting? But I just go on thinking and sweating and cursing and crying and turning and reaching and waking and dying, and no, not a day goes by, not a blessed day, but you're still somehow part of my life, and you won't go.
Incredible, Ella. I can't wait to see what you do next. If you're enjoying the Early Night Show's virtual edition and are in the New York City area, come check out the Early Night Show live at the Green Room 42 on April 9th. Yes, we are going to be live again at 7 p.m. Friday, April 9th. The Green Room 42 is one of my favorite NYC cabaret venues and has a very strict COVID protocol to ensure that everyone remains safe, including very limited tickets and social distancing. For some more information and to get tickets, go to joshuaturchin.com/shows. For some more Broadway fun, come join me on my Twitch at Joshua Turchin. We play some Minecraft Among Us and play some music, so follow or subscribe to my Twitch. If you're a student whose show was canceled, please send us a link to a video of you singing to earlynightshowcasting@gmail.com, and you may get a chance to go on with the show. If you're enjoying these virtual cabarets, please consider making a donation to the Actors Fund's Emergency Relief Fund at www.actorsfund.org to support people working in the entertainment industry who have suddenly found themselves out of work. Any bit helps. You can also find the Early Night Show on the Broadway Podcast Network, wherever podcasts are found, and videos for episodes online on theearlynightshow.com. Thanks again to my guests, Chris Anthony Giles and Ella Hines. And let's keep entertaining. Any artists who want to be virtual guests, send me a direct message on my Instagram at Joshua Turchin, and let's keep making music to help the world. Stay healthy and wear a mask.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.